for another week of unparalleled radio chemistry.
Greg?
What?
It's your turn.
My turn for
yeah,
what?
Yeah, you quiz? Said it's your turn.
You want me to talk?
It's time for the highlight tapes. Over the past week, we've had some huge guests on the Rush Hour.
Good afternoon, Premier. Congratulations. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
He joins us in the studio.
Good afternoon, Rory Sloan.
The big Texan's joining us.
Good afternoon, Sammy. Welcome to Adelaide's Rush Hour. We are live. We're all global. Welcome.
Yeah, well, very nice to be speaking to you over there. What day is it?
Sorry, what's that?
And when we get these big names on, we cover the big issues. Tech, welcome.
Got a pet cat. Got to go and feed us.
What's its name?
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Sammy, before we wrap this up, where's Bernie's esky?
Yep.
Bernie, I've kept it for 2 years.
Yes.
I finally put it on eBay and sold it.
No!
Bernie.
What?
I did a price check on it.
Price check.
Seeing as it costs $24.50, I will give you $50 and you can buy two of them when I see you next.
Oh, done. I'll take that.
Moving on. One of our favourite segments on this show is Burn's Facts.
It's a great little segment to say goodbye to the clan after 2 hours.
But lately, Burn has been struggling to find a fact that Jars doesn't already know.
King Charles? It's his birthday today.
It is too.
Oh. Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah? How do you know that? Did that?
Oh, I saw it on the TV this morning.
Did you?
No matter how obscure the fact, Jars tells us he's right across it.
Going out your neck of the woods, Jars.
Yes,
1990, the Piccadilly, used to be called the Piccadilly.
Right.
On O'Connell Street, North Adelaide, reopened with 3 cinemas on this day.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
But sometimes he's less convincing.
Blockbuster Video in Adelaide listed The Punisher as its number one rental.
Great movie.
Of the year.
Great movie.
2004, yeah. The Punisher. John Travolta, no one does?
He was involved. Yeah, but there's been a couple of movies about
he
The
had
Punisher.
No idea.
No, I did.
1851, Moby Dick was God. Released. Hang on. Dick the book. Do we know what about Charles?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Also this week, we heard about the global superstar who's now following Bluey on Twitter.
It nearly knocked my socks off. I could not believe it. I don't even have to mention his name. See if you can guess who this is. He's huge.
It's about us coming together. This is all about we.
Oh, I'm
gone. Radio, they're not just watching all over the United States. They're watching all over the world.
You can't see me.
Johnny Cena.
John Cena,
Johnny
Cena.
He's following you.
Nah, he is.
No
fake
way.
Account, Greg.
So the boys launched a plan to ask John Cena to come on the show.
I'm just going to write to him, I think.
Will you send a photo
of
yourself?
He's the one who approached me, G. So okay. What's that?
Will you send a photo of yourself?
No.
What? He's not a pen pal.
It's not a dating app.
Send me on the side.
Me on the side, like. My leg up.
Like the Titanic.
With one of your flares on, right, Leo. John. And your little cricket bat.
I could have the cricket bat in between my legs. And then just.
If you get one of those little signature bats.
Oh.
Hey!
We shouted against sending John Cena notes.
And we still haven't heard back from John for some reason. And finally, it would not be a week on the Rush Hour without our fantastic sponsors getting value for money.
So, when accuracy matters, trust Empire and have the confidence to measure once, cut once.
Empire tools build on trust. That's right, family. Check them on store. Check them. Oh, shit.
Apologies.
I was trying to ad-lib that last line.
You had the easiest line.
I know, love.
Four words.
I know,
you always say I've got the easiest job.
No, you're
yes.
I apologise, but I was trying to ad-lib and make it sound real because that's what the clients want. They want it real.
You're getting on the roof over there, G.
And that's the highlight tapes for this week.
Yeah, maybe.